Well, in Louisville, Kentucky, the school board wants to introduce a new multi-million dollar system to keep guns out of public schools. Officials have confiscated nearly 30 firearms this school year alone. And the board says this new system would avoid submitting students to traditional pat-downs and bag checks. But as Louisville Public Media's Jess Clark reports, security experts have serious concerns.
Students in Jefferson County Public Schools have been bringing a lot more guns to class since the start of the COVID pandemic. As the frequency of mass shootings accelerates in the U.S., school board members here are facing public pressure to keep those guns out. But they also want to avoid security measures that make students prone to racial bias and profiling. Katie DeFerrari thinks AI weapons detection technology may be the solution.
This type of technology really helps avoid about as much of that as you're going to be able to avoid in using any kind of detection system.
DeFerrari is the district's chief of staff. At a board meeting last month, she introduced the idea of using tech made by a company called Evolve.
Evolve was founded on a vision to keep people safe. It's your right, and it's our purpose.
Evolve says its AI-trained sensors detect concealed weapons. As a person passes by the scanner, live video is sent to a security guard. If weapons are detected, a box appears over the area where the object is hidden, and security is alerted. The technology was originally marketed to concert venues and sports arenas, but it's expanding its reach into schools. Evolve is in more than 400 across the country. The technology is upwards of 20 times more expensive than traditional metal detectors. But DeFerrari says the advantage is that AI weapons detection is faster and requires fewer secondary screenings.
I don't have to have you empty your pockets. I don't need to trouble your person. You don't have to take your shoes off. I mean, all of these things.
Officials in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools in North Carolina say the number of guns they found dropped from 30 to 3 in the first year of use. While its effectiveness sounds promising, critics say Evolve hasn't been transparent about how the technology works or its limitations.
Evolve's position to us is that they will not allow us to test their system.
Donald May is with IPVM, a Pennsylvania-based firm that does independent testing of security technology. May says it's unusual for a company not to let his firm test their equipment. Evolve claimed it did have a fully independent third-party review, but through a records request, IPVM found Evolve actually paid for that report and removed findings that reflected poorly on the technology. Evolve co-founder Anil Chikara says it's important not to make the technology's shortcomings public.
If any gaps in the system are known to the public and to bad guys, bad people, they can use those to exploit the system.
Chitkara says Evolve does share those details with school personnel. However, at least one school district says the company was not forthcoming about how poorly the system detects knives. Utica City Schools in upstate New York spent nearly $4 million on an Evolve system. Acting Superintendent Brian Nolan says the district ditched the technology after it failed to detect a large knife that was used in a stabbing at school. Nolan says the system also missed a state trooper's service weapon twice when he walked through the sensor with a gun on his hip.
I don't believe its purpose is well intended for schools.
Utica City Schools spent another $250,000 swapping out Evolve for metal detectors. Metal detectors pick up things that aren't weapons, but, Nolan says, so does Evolve. The company admits common objects like Chromebooks, water bottles, and umbrellas set off the alarm. In Louisville, Jefferson County Public School leaders are considering a three-staff setup to avoid this. One person tasked with passing these common items around the devices, a second person to watch the video feed for alerts, and a third person to conduct secondary screenings of students when they trigger the alarm. Under the district's plan, that secondary screening would always be conducted by school staff, like a teacher or administrator. Former Secret Service agent Jason Russell says that could be problematic.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that a school administrator or teacher would have the skill set to understand how to deal with an actual weapon if one is found.
Russell now runs a school safety firm and has recommended Evolve to other school districts, but only if they have enough trained security personnel, including a school-based police officer. But the idea of more police in schools and any kind of weapons detection technology worries Felicia Newman of the Louisville Urban League.
I think what we need to understand is that some kids are bringing guns to schools because they are afraid, and we're going to criminalize their fear. And that is completely unacceptable.
Kentucky state law requires school districts to expel students if they are found to have brought a weapon to school. Most end up in alternative educational settings and sometimes face criminal charges. Despite pushback from the Urban League and some local activists, Jefferson County Public Schools is moving forward. The board hasn't made a final decision on whether it will use Evolve, but plans to put some kind of AI weapons detection in schools by the fall. For Here and Now, I'm Jess Clark in Louisville.